The first reading from 2 Corinthians gives us so much hope when St. Paul said that even when they were persecuted, beaten down, going through many affliction and hardship, they continue to bear the death of Jesus in their body so that he lives in them and through them. And the communion antiphon today said that the apostle drank the chalice of the Lord, therefore they were called friends of God. My brothers and sisters, these two readings allowed us to reflect upon an important reality, that sufferings can happen even when we choose to rejoice in the Lord. Joy is not something that is euphoric, sentimentally, or emotional. Joy is knowing who we belong to, who love us. Therefore, in the midst of persecution, affliction, hardship, pain, sufferings, we can continue to choose to be joyful in the Lord. We continue to choose to embrace the chalice of the Lord so that we are proud to be called a disciple of Christ Jesus, friends of God. What titles are you and I proud of? What do we want for our life? Will we choose to grow in our faith so that we can have the love of God living in us and through us, or are we chasing after the things of this world? My brothers and sisters, we have been baptized into Christ Jesus. His death, his resurrection, his life, everything that he has shown us is living in us and through us, and we get to participate in that Paschal mystery through our own words and action. May the love of Christ be with you and with me so that we embrace all of the sufferings, all the pains, all the ups and downs, all the things that go wrong. Even at times when we have to drink the chalice of the Lord, at the end of the day, we rejoice because we've been called friends of God. My brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ be with you and with me as we celebrate St. James today, the first of the apostles who bore the ultimate witness, the ultimate love. St. James was the first one to die in the year 44 BC, the first one to give witness to Christ, the first one who taught us that it is okay to die to this world so that Christ live in us and through us. May we practice the communion antiphon as well as the first readings and all the readings today so that we grow in his love for us and be proud to bear his name in our words, our action, our life, and our deeds.